Well, welcome back, parents. This is Parenting Talk number 3. It's a partnership. And I've asked Molly Pontius to join us. She's our director at the Lyndale campus. She's one of my favorite people. And Molly, you bring such a great perspective of leading children's ministry, but also being a parent to lots of kids. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. My husband and I have 5 kids. And when we were engaged and talking about how many kids we wanted to have, Steve said, "I'd be okay if we didn't have kids." We were missionaries at the time, and he didn't want anything to get in our way as we shared the gospel. But, you know, that's not really how that works. So 5 kids later, we learned that God designed families to really model his heart and who he is to the world. And so parenting's really been the greatest joy and privilege we've had, but, you know, it comes with its challenges for sure and really hard times. But the key for us over the years has been to really surround ourselves with community, with other people who are in the same stage of life, who've done parenting, who could relate to us and understand what we were going through. So the good news today is that, you know, what we learned and what we want to tell people today is you don't have to parent alone.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. Starting right now, we have so many leaders at Grace that are so invested and willing to come alongside of you and support you as parents. And so you'll meet them, really, as you bring your kids over the next 1, 2, 3, and even 15 and 16 years with Grace Kids and our Grace Student Ministries. Lots of leaders, and their goal is to partner with you in helping your child develop a relationship with Jesus. And they're there to back you up. They're there to pray for you. They're there to help your child get a perspective on who God is and build a foundation when they're from the time they're little bitty into elementary and junior high. They're there to help build a foundation of faith of who God is. And so we want to talk about 3 things today that you can count on as you begin this partnership with Grace and with our Grace Kids staff and leaders.
First, there's leaders who want to partner with you in building a strong relationship of trust with you and your child. We know that in order to influence a child spiritually, trust has to be built. So that's why we work really hard to put the same leaders in front of your child every week. I've seen it firsthand with some of the littles in our preschool hallway. If Miss Linda is there, all is right with the world. And we'll have a really easy transition going into that room in the morning. But if Miss Linda's on vacation, could be a total meltdown. So thank goodness we have a lot of leaders like Miss Linda who know how important it is for her to show up each and every week for those kids. And she knows that the kids and the parents are really counting on her.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those meltdown moments when the kids walk into a room with a sub in there. But our subs are really important, too. Mm-hmm. And we actually even have some great leaders that are just willing to step in and sub when our faithful ones go on vacation or get sick. And so there is a great team at every campus of leaders who are willing to invest in your child. And so we want you to know that. We want you to know that when you drop them off in the nursery and in the toddler room and in the preschool room, that we have a mission and a goal and a strategy in mind to help build that foundation of faith. We want them to know that God made them, that God loves them, and that Jesus wants to be their friend forever. And so everything we do kind of centers around that.
Well, secondly, the leaders want to partner with you in building a strong spiritual foundation for your child. And in order to do that, we do teach the Bible in a strategic, age-appropriate way. For instance, it makes a lot of sense to teach the story of David and Bathsheba to middle schoolers or high schoolers, but not so much to the little ones.
Yeah, maybe not a 3-year-old Bible lesson.
Yeah, maybe not at all. So it's important for you guys to know that the Bible truths are what we're going to teach over the years. We have a scope and a sequence to those, so they make sense. They're meant to build on each other. And we're really committed to giving kids information from the Bible. We realize that that is super important. But please remember, our highest goal is to partner with you so that your kids really end up with a relationship with Jesus. They have a passionate, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. We consider it a privilege to be able to work together with you to make that goal really a reality.
Yeah, one of the things that I think about in talking about partnering with your church is really as I was growing up, I grew up in a single parent family. I mentioned that in one of the previous talks. And we didn't have a lot of support or discipleship. And the church really surrounded our family, and they were there for us when I had a small group leader that was my small group leader from the time I was in second grade and really until I got into junior high and high school. And those same small group leaders are actually still best friends with my parents. And so just the impact that they've had in my life over the years and the spiritual influence that they had on me even as a child has made all the difference. And so I really believe in the power of the church and the family, two influences combining together to make a greater impact in the lives of children. Okay, so let's pause and review for a second. We've talked about two ways that we want to partner with you as parents. First, we want to build a trusting relationship with you, that you have leaders that love your child and a team of staff that really love and want to invest in you. And so we want to build a trusting relationship with you for you to know that. And second, we want to help you build a strong spiritual foundation with your child, one that leads to a relationship with Jesus. The third thing I want to tell you about is the big parenting question we all have. What should I do at home during the years, in the early years, to spiritually influence my child? What does that look like to disciple a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old? Molly, I bet you can speak into that.
Yeah, well, as your partner, which is what we want to be, we want to partner with parents. We're going to give you ideas and suggestions that you can do at home during the week. And we're going to start small, and we're going to start simple and give you doable things. Because we know, having littles at home, your hands are really full, and you can't take something that's going to take a lot of time, that's going to be a really big bite. But we can help you be intentional while you're doing the things that you always have to do, your natural rhythm at home, like bath time, play time, drive time. We really want to help you maximize the moments that you already have by giving you ways to talk about God during your everyday life. And so our goal is to partner with you to give your child what matters most.
Yeah, and just to help parents understand that what they do every day, we talked about this a lot, matters in the life of your child. So those are the things that we wanted to talk about today, to let you know that we are here, that the reason why we do what we do is to help you and your child build a foundation of faith that will last, to raise kids who love Jesus forever and don't just know that to be true because their parents tell them, but they know that to be true because they've seen God at work in their parents and in their own lives. And so our desire is that you would know that and you would know we're for you. And so your next step, parents, is to save that date for the parent orientation. And there you'll sit down with your ministry leader and get all the details about the celebration and be able to ask any questions you might have in regard to the celebration or even about bringing your child to the nursery for the first time. So don't miss this gathering. We want you to know that our purpose in requiring all of these steps is not necessarily a legalistic requirement, but really a desire for us to communicate the things that we feel are most important. And so the celebration meal, the baby dedication, the orientation, all of those, and even the parenting talks that you've been listening to are ways that we can help partner with you and point you to Jesus.
Okay, that's it. You've completed all your assignments and you're off to a great start. Thanks so much for listening and doing your homework. You guys have really been amazing. Your decision to be intentional from the beginning is to be commended. Now, if you'll allow me, please let me be the first one to welcome you to the parenting adventure.
Woohoo!
Buckle up your seatbelts, Mom and Dad, because you're in for an amazing ride.